We've watched bad movies before. I don't know if we've ever watched a movie that has been as poorly rated, right? Because, you know, I always read the Rotten Tomatoes score. Okay.
What's the Rotten Tomatoes score?
I'll get to it. But
we've watched some really bad rated stuff, though.
Can you remember the worst?
I can't.
Give me some of the...
What was that movie we watched with the singing?
Cats was pretty low rated.
The Don't Walk Into the Woods?
Yeah.
Don't Walk Into the Woods. Let's see.
What about the shitty Cloverfield movie?
I wouldn't put that down there the way I would.
It's probably not as bad.
Wait, you guys watched Avatar, The Last Airbender.
That's got to be super.
That's the lowest.
Cats, the movie, had 19% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
That's really shitty.
What about Avatar?
Avatar, The Last Airbender, the movie, had a 5%.
All right. How does that stack up to Mortal Kombat 2 Annihilation?
I will let you know in a minute. Hi, I'm Josh. I'm an analyst here in Nashville. And my awesome metal arms are just sleeves I put on, I guess.
I'm Rick Fox. I'm an author here in Nashville. And wait until you see the unfathomable glory that is my CGI. Wait, no, you guys have a budget for this, right? Right? Like, you have you had $10? $10? Ugh, this is not going to be good.
I'm Sarah Fayes. I'm a water analyst here in Nashville, and I can feel my animality.
Animality.
I've seen you with my dogs. You can't feel your animality, can't you?
Her animality is also her, like, friendship fatality or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Friendality.
Friendality. Where she just, like, pets the puppies.
I'm Brian. I'm an illustrator here in Nashville. I don't know what of this movie is what and what is the last movie.
And we're opinionated.
Despite you watching the last movie with us?
To be fair,
I mean,
I forgot.
Like, okay, all bleak. All I know in this one is there's, like, weird CG claymation monster fights. And there's Jax. And I thought all that was in the last movie, but it wasn't.
There's also the weird Indian dude like that is trying to teach.
I love
that's trying to teach. Yeah, but in this movie,
Also,
Raiden gets a haircut.
There's a slightly better Sonya. Raiden's also a different guy.
Yeah, Shao Kahn is.
Who's a different guy?
Also his wife who screams a lot.
Hi. Yeah. Anyway, tonight we're watching Mortal Kombat Annihilation. Mortal Kombat Annihilation came out in 1997. It currently has a 2%.
Oh, no.
Wow.
That's kind of like
it was.
It's not that.
It
bad.
Is.
Cool.
It is that bad.
It can't be 2%
bad.
It
is 2%.
It was written by Ed Boon and Lawrence Kasdanoff, and directed by John R. Leonetti, and it stars Robin Hsu, Talsia Soto, James Remer, Sandra Hess. Hold on, I gotta find the one for. Chris Conrad is playing Johnny Cage.
For about 2 minutes.
Lightfoot plays Nightwolf, and many others.
Sorry, I'm just stuck on the 2%. This movie should have such a low rating that it's skim. Anyway, a group of martial arts warriors have only 6 days to save the Earth from an extra-dimensional invasion.
And that's it. That's the whole thing. Sarah made me watch this movie with her, right? We were watching through the Mortal Kombat movies. Right. She likes Mortal Kombat. I agree with Brian. I don't remember this being a 2. I remember it being dog shit bad, but I do not remember this being worse than the Avatar The Last Airbender movie or what was the other one, shitty one we were just talking about?
The Wrong Way in the Woods or whatever.
Don't go into the woods.
I don't remember it being worse than The Wrong Way. Like, Don't Walk Into the Woods. There's all these other movies that have been rated higher that I'm like...
Like Tammy and the T-Rex.
But you guys often say, like, the worst sin a movie can have is that it's boring. This movie is not boring. It's just bad.
This movie is awful on, like, every conceivable level. And there's no, like, reason for it to be. Like, Don't Go Into the Woods. I don't expect a shitty, low-budget movie like that to be bad. And then, like, I'll give you, actually, Avatar The Last Airbender probably deserves a 0. Like, it's maybe the worst movie ever.
No. It's not. It's terrible considering the source material.
Right.
But as a movie by itself, it's just like, this is a shitty movie.
They pronounce it Ong.
I mean, it's not even that. It's that the entire movie is freaking exposition. But that's not really the problem here. The problem is we're going to watch Mortal Kombat 2 Annihilation, and I want to die.
I mean, there's enough to joke about in this movie.
I don't think it will be that bad of a...
It will be fun for us to watch.
Yeah.
It is a horrible movie. Like, every conceivable level, it is terrible.
Sure.
It's just not boring. I'll give you that.
I remember nothing about this movie except being pissed that Jax, like, takes off his arms and puts his arms back on.
Oh, that's so dumb.
And then at one point,
I remember the giant hamster balls.
And at one point, he's like, oh, these mechanical arms that the government gave me, I need to, like, find my inner self-worth and realize that I'm a good fighter
without
them.
I was strong with it. Oh, but I'm going to make even bigger arms next time.
Yeah, and
now I'm going to punch this minotaur.
And he's deciding this as he's, like, about to fight these, like, extra-dimensional creatures.
He's going
to
go punch a horse
man. Take over the world. And, yeah, it's like,
centaur man.
Wrong time, dude. Maybe, like, decide you don't need your arms when you're, like, making an omelet for breakfast in the morning. Like, it doesn't have to be while you're trying to defend the Earth from takeover.
I don't know.
That's the one thing I remember about this movie. It pisses me off. That's it.
I mean, the thing that I remember a lot of things about this movie now that I'm thinking about it, but the main thing I remember is how horrible the CGI dragon fight is.
Was it CGI or was it claymation?
It was 1997 CGI. So, like, inexcusably
bad. Yeah.
See, no, claymation might have been good. You can do really fun, interesting claymation. They did it in the fucking 30s with King Kong.
That's true.
Like, this is a disaster. This entire movie from top to bottom is a travesty. So let's go watch it.
Oh my gosh. I'm looking up other things that came out in 1997 to compare.
Sure.
Batman and Robin. Like, when they're fighting
the
against
that's horrifying.
The Fifth Element.
Hot Fire.
Excellent movie. Excellent movie.
It's okay.
Event Horizon. Okay.
Great movie.
Pretty good.
It's terrible, but it's also great.
Gattaca came out.
Excellent.
Which
film?
One's Gattaca?
That's the one about, like, the gene stuff, and, like, they're like, we gotta...
Everybody's genetically engineered, and you can, like, basically make a designer baby now, and...
It's a great movie.
Have specific things that you do.
But I don't know if it'd make a great podcast, because it's just kind of like, the drama around eugenics and space travel.
I mean, it'd be a different one from our normal butt and fart jokes.
Sure. But that's what I like, button fart. Anaconda came out. Spawn came out. Neither of those are good movies, but
like
talk about some CG.
I like Spawn a lot.
Spawn is pretty good.
Men in Black.
And that's actually a good movie, yeah.
Yeah, Men in Black came out.
When did the ending and the cover come out?
It's like 93.
95.
Was that 93?
It was pretty early.
I didn't think it was that early.
Beverly Hills Ninja. I don't know.
That movie's great. I love Beverly Hills Ninja.
I'm just saying, some movies came out in 97.
Rest in peace, Chris Farley.
That were better than this one.
Yeah, almost every movie that came out that year, better than this one.
It does only have a 2%.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know anything else about it. I'm excited to go watch it. Before we do, Rick, you put out a book recently.
Not recently. It's like a year ago.
Yeah,
but people don't want yesterday's news. They want recent. Rick, you put out a hot book on the presses.
It does get printed every time you order it. So.
Is it better than 2%?
God,
on
yes.
Rotten Tomatoes?
Yes.
What would you rate it?
I would rate it
150%.
I would rate it whole milk.
Okay. Good. If you want to drink up some of Rick's words into your brain stem, you can find his book Fate Spawn on Amazon. It's available in paperback.
The reason no one buys my book.
That's not true.
That's impossible.
That's because you refused to put page numbers in the original printing.
Well, it's got page numbers now, so go enjoy those page numbers.
Too late.
If you like numbers on your pages, go read Fate Spawn, available on Amazon now. Additionally, if you enjoy the podcast and want to help support us, check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/opinionated. For as little as $1 a month, you can get early access to our episodes, some first impressions episodes. We've got some listener requests on there. We've even got a few tabletop gaming episodes. So definitely check those out. Again, that's patreon.com/opinionated. Guys, we're going to be back in just a minute after we're done watching Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Prepare for final battle!
He's 6 inches old.
He's talking about his nips.
Yeah,
he's a nip man.
Did you just watch the drummer video again?
The drummer video.
The one that made Josh's nips hard.
That one didn't really do much for my nips.
Oh, that was a great. He didn't.
If it had been the Mortal Kombat, I need someone to make that version of it.
How long have you had that shirt? I wonder why it wore out so fast.
Like, I've had it for a good long while, but yeah, it did, like, the
ghost of an Archer shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost,
yeah,
of
like
Archer.
It's still comfortable, though, so that's the important thing.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But yeah, it did die a horrible, horrible death.
This movie should have died a horrible, horrible
death. It's not 2%. It's like a solid 20.
No.
Okay, 16.
15.
I'll give it a 16.
10 tops.
I mean, it's not
it is
good,
than
but there's
Avatar.
Nothing like screaming at me like, this is so fucked up.
It depends on what you're looking at. Like, if you're looking at this of like, how bad could it be? How bad does this offend me? Then, okay, fair. Maybe it doesn't deserve a 2%. But if you're looking at this of like, how much of this movie is acceptably good, 2%'s about right to me.
I mean, it's pretty good fighting.
It's not that
good,
though.
For its time, it was pretty good.
For its time, maybe, but at the same time, we still had like Hong Kong action movies that could show you like how to make an actually good action movie at this time. So like,
holy shit, there are two other Mortal Kombat movies I've never heard of before.
No,
show me.
What are you talking about?
You are
Mortal
lying.
Kombat Rebirth came out in 2010.
That's
Mortal
not a
Kombat
movie.
Legacy.
That's a web
Those
series.
Those are both games.
One of them
wasn't. Right?
No, one of them was an 8-minute like short, and the other one was a web series.
Oh, there you go.
What's a web series is in like live action?
No, well, some of it. A lot of it was live action. There was at least one animated episode that I remember. Mm. It's basically what got them to make another Mortal Kombat movie. Mm-hmm. Like
that's
the short's really good.
The reason I saw it is because Michael Jai White was supposed to play Jax, and he didn't in this movie, but he did in those two.
Yeah.
Who is he? What's he banging?
He played Spawn, and he was Black Dynamite, I think.
I think the chick that played 7 of 9 from Star Trek was Sonya Blade in that one. She was pretty good at it.
Sonya Blade.
There's a lot of better Mortal Kombat than this, apparently.
Literally all of it. I can't think of a single Mortal Kombat thing that is worse than this.
Do you like first one more than this one?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, a ton more. And like
but there's no Jax.
Yeah, but like Jax isn't that
cool.
He has
the best line.
No.
What are some of his best lines in this movie, Brian?
You look good in mud.
All of his best lines
like
are
your
talking
legs, Jade.
For kicking.
I mean, for kicking.
Hides boner.
Getting kicked gives him a boner.
That's fine.
Yeah.
He's got a metal cod piece at first, but you know, once he really starts to believe in himself, he lets his dick hang free.
No, that was his first enhancement.
There you go.
Robo dick.
I don't get why he stops at arms. Like, if he's got a self-confidence thing, just get a full robot body.
Okay.
I don't understand why he's, like, why the movie's portraying it. Is it canon in the games that it's, like, a self-confidence issue? Like,
in the new one, he gets them, like, frozen to death.
Yeah, like, he gets robot arms because Sub-Zero freezes his arms and rips them off, which is a great idea.
Which makes total sense. Yeah. Oh, shit, my arms have been ripped off, and I have the option for, like, Bionic Man arms. Give me some of those.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
I don't even need my arms ripped off to get Bionic Man arms. If someone out there is willing to give me Bionic arms, please do so.
And
I'm
they don't
down.
Even have to, like, damage your arms, apparently. They just put them on, like, sleeves and
shit.
Yeah,
exactly.
In this one, it's Jax's response to his like body image issues.
Yeah, his perfect body,
his chiseled body. Apparently, maybe he was like a fat kid in high school and got teased a little
Even
bit too
people
much.
Who don't know him are like, "What's the deal with your body issues, man? What the fuck? I just have robot arms.
What's with your robot arms? You asking that question's why I have robot arms."
Raiden is kind of a dick about it.
Raiden's consistently a dick through both movies.
It's true, he is. He's kind of a worthless loser. Like, all he does is act like he's awesome, say some cryptic nonsense that doesn't make any sense, and get his ass beat to the ground.
That's why Nightwolf seems like
reptiles, though. Was he good with that?
He fought briefly he fought the reptiles in this movie, but like they were random
shit in the first movie.
And they were random side dudes in this movie. They were basically henchmen.
He was treated like a female.
What are the
equality?
Yeah, no kidding. The ladies in this movie don't do jack shit either. Sonya Blade is way better in this, like the new Sonya Blade is way better than the old Sonya Blade, but she's still just fighting like, hey, we've got Sektor.
Sektor's cool.
She
did cool stuff to Sektor.
And while she's running away from him long enough for Sub-Zero to come in and fight him, like, Then she gets to fight a couple ninja guys.
Jax.
Yeah, Jax.
Sub-Zero fights Smoke with Katana and
I thought
Lou.
Sub-Zero came in and froze the missile before it could blow up.
No.
You're thinking of a different fight. Like, yeah. Those are two
separate
fights.
Wait, where did Sub-Zero go?
Yeah, he's just gone. Yeah.
He's just like, I help.
He
bye.
Just goes, peace out, like, fuck this shit, I'm done.
We do need to talk about that, but let's stick on this Jax Sonya thing for a minute. Yeah. Like, I think... Sonya fighting, like, blowing up that... I cannot get over how horrible the special effects are in this movie. Specifically, what I'm thinking of right now is Sonya's kiss of death fatality on Sektor or Cyrax or whichever one it was. Uh-huh. When she, like, blows the dust on it, and all they do is, like, add a terrible orange filter
over
the screen.
Yeah, like from
screen.
An old music video
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, exactly. It is unconscionably horrible. And I think that's a big part of why this movie got a 2%, because the special effects are just abysmal.
But I mean, like, Tammy and the T-Rex didn't get that.
Yeah. No, what's that?
Tammy and the T-Rex didn't get that.
What did Tammy and the T-Rex get as a
I'll look it up while you're talking about it.
Double digits,
because, like,
pretty
if they're
sure.
going to depend that heavily on the special effects, please make them good.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
Tammy and the T-Rex had a freaking 50%.
See? No, that's not fair.
That's not fair, no. Tammy and the T-Rex needs to be in the, like, 3-4 range at best.
I don't think anything should be in the 3-4 range unless it's, like, spitting in God's eye.
This movie is spitting
no,
in God's eye.
No, it's just not good, but it's not, like, attacking people.
It's got Shao Kahn stepping out like, in 6 days the world was created. In 6 days it shall be destroyed and... Well,
that's
and
some
mankind
good...
shall rest in peace on the seventh day.
That's some good yeah. cheesy garbage.
If he was that cheesy all the time, I'd be okay with it.
I mean,
it, but
you
he's
had
not.
The voice pretty much the same. It just needed to be amplified because that's how he was talking.
I don't like Shao Kahn's, like, almost like pretentious, like, and I am talking like this the whole
yeah,
time.
Yeah, for yeah. sure. If you're going to go that, like, route, you really, like, just sell it. And that guy yeah. doesn't... He looks like the kind of Chad you would see at the gym who just, like, is way too into dropping his weights when he's
yeah,
done with
his
set.
Yeah, the guys that set off the lunk alarm. Uh-huh. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. He's not the, like, ah, I'm a refined British nobleman yeah. and I will
well,
beat your ass in this Mortal Kombat.
He's a Chad, but he's trying to impress his dad, who's more of a deep...
yeah. His dad looks like he walked out of the fucking, like, D&D movie.
It's
yeah. bad.
Annoying me that he was supposed to be Shinnok.
I don't know who Shinnok is.
He's one of the characters from the game.
I assumed that, but
like one
I didn't...
of the. I feel
what
like
you look
one of...
like. Because in this, they all look like Party Siggy.
Yeah,
he had kind of like a weird like crescent moon horn on top of his head.
I'm looking him up.
He was and... magical-y. Oh,
okay,
let me see.
Yeah, that's
like a wizardy.
Okay, yeah.
Yep, there we go.
Yeah, this guy.
Okay. The reason this has a 2% on Rotten Tomatoes is because the way Rotten Tomatoes works is
it's all critics. Yeah.
Like no, like people can vote too, but the 2% we're looking at is the critics, and it's either go see it or don't go see
yeah.
it. And so one person has said go see this movie.
Sounds about right.
If the four of us were going to recommend it, I'm pretty sure most of us would say don't go see this movie.
It would
movie.
Be a 0%.
Sure. Right. And the one person that said go see it said it's a guilty pleasure, more entertaining than the original. And that's the only thing
that
we
is
had
a
to say.
Lie. That is a direct lie.
I think I like a lot of it more than I like the original.
Really? What yeah. do you like more than you like the original?
I like their weird, like, ball transportation stuff. It seems
if the
like
previous
more,
movie had more ball
you
transportation,
like
you'd be
the
down.
Ball transportation
because
stuff?
I feel like that's gotta be from an old, like, ping ball Mortal Kombat game, and they're like, we gotta keep it in the IP, you guys. This is how they get around.
No. What that is one of the producers had a really weird fetish that he needed on screen.
What, they call all it right. the Vespa Spear? Is that
the,
what it
no,
was?
No, it was the Velocisphere.
Oh, that's it. The
or Velocisphere.
No, what it was is, Mortal Kombat has different stages, and we want to be able to set up some of our scenes in those stages. So how do we go from our entire cast being at, like, a Shaolin monk temple to being across the world?
But they didn't need them
spheres.
To be
they have boom
the
tubes.
That too. Also,
that's more CG. When all you have to do is have one shot of your two characters standing.
They had
face
to make
to
a roller coaster for that.
Not a roller coaster. They do you think that people were actually in the ball spinning down?
Yeah. Do you think they weren't?
No, they made a shrunken scale model of it and just pushed a marble
Josh,
down the tube.
Josh, no they way. Made it for real. It's on the film.
I saw
it. Film. They dug that hole all the way from uh-huh. from Shaolin
they,
Monk Temple
they got Godzilla
over to desert area
got
with
to
mud
fire
pit
a hole
for girl wrestling
through the entire world.
You could get anywhere in just a couple hours.
And they said it's so fast, it's like you're standing still. And then the first shot is the ball, like, slowly getting started. And then Liu Kang is just like, whoa, it's so fast!
Uh-huh. Yep. Yep.
Oh my gosh. It's fast enough for him to get all the way over to Nightwolf. What do we think about?
First, we have to have him fight Scorpion and Sub-Zero, because we can't have a Mortal Kombat movie that doesn't have Scorpion and Sub-Zero, even though we clearly don't have a fucking thing for Scorpion or Sub-Zero to do.
Yeah.
Because you could cut that entire scene and just have, like, Liu Kang get kicked in the face by a robot and have the robot steal Katana, and it would be the exact same scene.
No, yes. But then Scorpion can't be there.
I mean, yeah.
Scorpion is there to fight Sub-Zero, and Sub-Zero is there to fight Scorpion.
Scorpion can't yell, suckers!
And then Scorpion pulls Sub-Zero into a portal, and they leave
Katana.
The movie.
Katana, not Katana.
Katana. Yeah.
Then where did Sub-Zero go?
He just pieced out.
He just went,
like,
okay,
Batman.
Fuck y'all.
He went to go fight Scorpion some more outside the movie.
You know how I know Scorpion
to, like,
was stronger?
He's there to destroy Lou's self-confidence first. He's like, hey, if you hadn't stood there and done jack all, and then come over to help me because I was losing, Katana wouldn't be gone. So
but
go
it's
see
Nightwolf.
Man, the appearance of Sub-Zero in this movie is such a downgrade.
Yeah,
it's
but he's stronger, at least, like, three times stronger. Because he has four robot snakes coming out of his hands.
that's Scorpion. Scorpion, I think, looks fine.
Yeah.
Like, Scorpion doesn't look as bad as Sub-Zero. Sub-Zero.
I think it's because Sub-Zero had his mask set to come off really fast.
Yes.
Yeah, because they also decided they need to make Sub-Zero sexier in this version. Mm. So they
is that
gave him
sexier?
It's not.
You can see his face.
I'm sorry.
You're the only one here that I know is into guys. Which one is sexier? Sub-Zero in the first movie or the second movie?
I can tell when a guy's sexy, though. Like, Jax is sexy.
That's fair. Like, yeah. like
Shao Kahn's a little sexy.
No.
Y'all aren't into bald guys?
No, Mr. Clean is sexy. Shao Kahn is not.
Me either, guys. That was a joke.
Gotta go.
Oh, my God. Folds
away Saitama picture.
That was a
anyway, you can't guys. Talk about this.
That the Matoro was a sure sexy, wasn't he, guy?
Hamtaro.
JTRH NBR.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Get out.
I feel like he's the one that's gonna need the bucket for this situation. No. But
no,
like,
I feel like with Sub-Zero, they definitely tried to make him like because they gave him like similar, like, sexy hair, the same kind of thing that, like, Liu Kang has, right? Whereas, like,
what?
Were we looking at the same
person? Who are you talking about?
Sub-Zero!
He does not have sexy Liu Kang hair.
He had slick, back Italian mob boss hair. He did not have Liu Kang fluffy hair.
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Give me a second.
I'm trying to...
No one in this movie has hair like Liu Kang.
Did you just see Liu Kang?
They gave him a cool eye scar.
Oh my God.
Just like Liu Kang.
Just like Liu Kang. They made him Italian just like Liu Kang.
Yeah.
All right, I was wrong about the hair, but still, they definitely tried to, like, hot him up a little bit for this movie.
No, they just showed his face. That's not hotting him up.
Well, hold on.
That is hotting him up compared to old Sub-Zero.
No,
that's why everyone's
into
Boba Fett, is because you don't see his face.
From what you could see of the old Sub-Zero and Scorpion, they did just look kind of like extra guys underneath the mask, whereas this guy looked kind of more small.
Look at this picture and tell me you don't think they're hotting him up. Look at that picture. They've hotted his Sub-Zero up compared to the old one.
He's got a jawline.
He looks
like 5 o'clock shadow.
He has a face. That's the best I can say for him.
He looks like Lin-Manuel Miranda's brother.
That's not hot. Is Lin-Manuel Miranda hot, Sarah?
Oh, God.
Would young Lin-Manuel Miranda be hot?
Take out all the singing ability and songwriting ability.
What?
Pure
what
physical attractive.
Ability?
What singing ability?
Damn.
No, okay, no, I'm torn for my love of Hamilton, but if I, like, look very objectively...
If you just saw that guy walking down the street, would you go, or, huh?
It's more like a, eh? Like, how horny am I at the time? Because, like, if it's, like, not anything going on, it's like, okay, just a dude, kind of move out the way. But if it's, like, I haven't gotten there in a while.
I gotta get there.
Are we on a desert island? Like, there's a scale here.
Show me more pictures of him. Maybe this just wasn't
Lin-Manuel Miranda? Or
no, this guy.
Or
Sub-Zero.
This guy you've never seen in another movie, because
I'm
sure he was in another
movie.
I know people
in movies.
His
body was much more beef. Like,
see if this guy
seemed beefier to me. It was like the costume was better fitted to him. And this one was very lithe or lith apparently
on this costume. He's very
he had
lith,
those boy skins
lith
going
boy
on
skins.
So no, I was definitely into the first Sub-Zero more. I mean, this guy wasn't bad, and
I
his martial
like
arts was
first
fine.
First Sub-Zero had a bugger face under the mask.
The fight was fine. It wasn't great, but it was fine. I think that the choreography
another
was
another picture of the dude.
Okay, I can't see
that's,
that.
That's
How
Keith
do you
Cook.
Even see that? Okay, upside down is not going to help.
Well, I'm sorry that this
no
that
no
this
it helps.
Why can't you see dude? If you saw a hot upside down lady, could you not tell she was hot?
How hot is Batman? Tell me how hot Batman is.
Spider-Man.
Upside down.
Right
Spider-Man.
Side up. Depending on upside down.
Oh gosh. All I'm trying to say is the reason Sub-Zero didn't work as well as Scorpion is because they clearly designed his costume to be, like Brian said,
yeah,
to be
the
able
face
to, like,
mask was supposed,
quick,
it was
quick
wobbling
the mask.
All over the place.
It was wobbling all over the place. The, like, the black ninja hood that he was wearing, whatever it's called, like, it was clearly way cheaper because it wasn't supposed to be, like, a permanent part of his
Stay
costume.
Right.
Everything in this movie looked like cheap cosplay. Like, some cosplayers do an amazing job, and none of those people worked on this
Jax's
movie.
Jax's arms look good except for the fingerless gloves.
Yes,
except for when he was pulling them off.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not part of them on. That's part of it coming off.
So apparently the same guy played both Scorpion, Cyrax, and Noob Saibot. They had the same guy for all of those. That's hilarious
to me. I seemed like
Noob Saibot was in this?
Yeah, he was
oh,
very
he's the
briefly.
Shadow guy.
Very
Never mind. I got it. I found him.
Yeah, he was there just long enough for Jax to punch him in the face once.
Right, while Sonya fought Ermac.
Right, exactly.
Ermac, however you say his name.
He looks like a zombie now.
Who, Ermac?
Yeah. Look at Ermac.
They
look
differentiated
Ermac.
their palette swaps.
Oh, you know what? You're right. This guy who played Sub-Zero did work again. He was also in Big Mama's House as Stunts.
Nice.
See?
I don't mean as stunts.
You don't get not sexy people to do your stunts.
His role was Stunts.
His character name was Stunt.
That'd be great.
It's me, Stunt.
That sounds like a character in Big Mama's House.
It does.
Yeah.
The fight actually, though, is pretty okay.
It's all right.
It's probably one of the better fights.
Which fight are you talking about?
Scorpion versus Sub-Zero. Because I like that they are trying to go a little further with Sub-Zero's ice powers and give that a little more. Like, they did the ice clone and, like, made the bridge and all that. It looks terrible, all of it.
Yes.
But I appreciate that they attempted it.
Did they not give Liu Kang any super moves in this one other than animality?
They gave him a lame animality that didn't do jack shit.
That's it. Like, one of the things I was most disappointed in the previous movie, at least at the time, like, when it came out, was the fact that his fireball was an orange smear on the camera. It wasn't
a
fireball.
Punch.
He just, like, hit him in the chest, and then, like, some effects happened. Which were not, like, explained at all or anything. Yeah. I was hoping, like, in this movie that they would, because they do throw a lot of,
did
like,
you,
attacks
did you
around like
that. Like what Raiden
kick?
Did, where he, like, did his little yelling, like,
at least that much. Yeah, for sure. Like, at least a little better than Shao Kahn's, like, weird, tiny Kamehameha thing that he does.
With his little...
His little
Star of David looking thing that came out.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like they tried, I mean, they definitely tried to give most of the characters like a move that they've got in the games, right? Like when Jax has his like ground
pound.
Slam.
Yeah.
Which
Johnny
which
Cage gets his
very,
shadow kick before he's murdered.
Yeah.
And these
crack.
And they do it in a way where it's like they're ripping, instead of being like, oh, let's interpret these moves for the movie, right? They've got some magical elements to it or whatever. It's very literal from the games because, like, Jax does his ground pound. And instead of it being like an earth shatter that heads to his opponents, it's like a ripple.
Yeah.
It's a wave happens.
I need to see Jax do that again after his arms are ripped off and see if that works for him.
I'm confident.
He has a power of confidence on
right.
his body positivity on
he's
his side.
He's not strong now, but he's fast.
Oh,
although they did
is.
Interpret Sonya's kiss of death. They did the dust through the
That was a good move. The effect was horrible, but the interpretation of it was
that
fine.
That was funny, yeah.
Johnny's phase kick. Shadow kick, whatever.
Man, why did they have to murder Johnny so early in this movie?
Probably because
the actor didn't want to do it.
Yeah, probably because
get a new actor. They got a new actor for Sonya. Get a new one for Johnny Cage.
That was a new one for Johnny Cage, was it not?
It was.
Let him be in the rest of the movie.
I think he looked around, saw the costumes, and went, I'm out, man. This is going to ruin everything.
Get a different dude.
I think it was just that they knew they weren't going to kill any of the other characters that were good guys. Yeah. So they're like, eh, let's just get rid of Johnny
Cage. We picked you, Johnny. Sorry.
Which is unfortunate because Johnny's the best character in the movie.
I mean, they kind of killed Raiden a little bit.
No.
For like a minute.
No.
Another thing I like about this one more than the other one is they don't introduce weird side fighters for no reason.
You mean like Noob Saibot?
No,
or
that's
like,
a real fighter.
Like,
oh, you mean like the
Arlene?
Yeah, Arlene. Yeah.
Or the
that would be hilarious.
The weird dude who gets his soul taken when Luke beats him.
Instead of having all
the tiger guy.
Yeah. Tiger nobody.
Instead of having all the guys that, like, you know, you're gonna we know that you're not gonna kill Liu Kang. Yeah. So they just introduce a whole bunch of characters who are no names that you're just like, oh, they're here so you can do some fatalities.
But
on
you
them.
Kill these guys with names in Mortal Kombat all the time. It's Mortal Kombat.
Yeah,
and then they can come back from hell.
That is one thing I'm very much hoping to see from the new movie is a lot of the like actual characters getting killed.
Yeah.
I don't want to see necessarily like Liu Kang get murdered, but also I do want to see like there be stakes.
The new one's an R-rated, right?
It is. Yeah.
It's,
okay.
Yeah. It's
that's the other
brutal.
Thing that I need to see is a lot of violence.
Some actual fatalities?
Yes.
Is the new one made in Australia where they do a lot of violence?
That'd be nice.
I have no
stuff.
Idea.
I feel
no
like
clue.
That's the thing.
What do you guys think of Raiden's transformation? So, unless, I mean,
like
the
an
whole
actor to
when
actor?
A bitch cuts her hair, you know it's on. All right?
No! No! Not for Raiden. Raiden goes in and he's like, hey, I'm hey, elder gods, I'm the ones who've set up this whole system of Mortal Kombat to prevent the realms from conquering and etc. I'm pissed that you're just kind of letting Shao Kahn get away with what he's doing. What about the rules? And the elder god's response is essentially, I mean, he's cheating. Our hands are tied for some reason.
Yeah,
they're
basically.
We still have to hold. The elder god is the one that's cheating.
But there are other elder gods.
Yeah, it's two on one. It should be those two going Mortal Kombat on that guy.
I mean, those two are just kind of like, are you going to be
done
with your shit?
You should have done. No? They should have done that, is have like the evil elder god just come in and kill the other two, and that's why they can get away with this. Like, that would at least explain it.
Can you kill an elder god?
If you're an elder god.
Question.
He's got an elder god gun.
Why does Raiden give up his immortality and powers?
Because so he can get killed later in the movie and then get resurrected.
Yes, in the movie, why does he do it?
Because they asked him, like, are you willing to sacrifice your immortality to save the humans? Because if you're willing to do that, then we maybe kind of sort of will let you help.
He sacrifices his immortality, and it does nothing to help the humans.
Right, you don't have to follow their rules where they're not following their own rules.
No, they let
so, like,
him transfer them out to wherever. They like his
powers. Keep his powers and kick Shao Kahn's ass with your powers.
He transfers them to Outworld because he still has a few moments of his powers left, not because the Elder Gods are granting him any wishes. Also, I don't like the physical transfer. Like, he goes from looking like Raiden to looking like freaking Roy Batty from.
Yeah.
All right. Like, on the one hand,
Daddy.
I really don't like long hair on dudes. It just never looks cool to me. And so having it be short looks
Tommy?
Better.
Tommy?
Who? Geralt?
The White Ranger?
No.
Yeah.
No. Geralt
the
Rivia?
Short?
No.
Yeah.
It doesn't look cool to me. I'm
Rhymes
not saying
up good, baby.
The short hair. You the short hair on this does not look better in any fashion.
I'll give you
Jon
this.
Jon Snow?
If you give him a beard with the long hair,
Highlander?
It's fine. Jon Snow doesn't have long hair.
It gets pretty long.
It's not
it's
like
not
no,
as
these
long
guys,
as Highlander.
These guys have like down to their butt long.
What about Highlander?
What about
Nightwolf?
Legolas.
I'm thinking of him in his
Legolas.
Nightwolf. Yeah, but he's just a
no, Legolas
stupid
looks
elf.
Lame.
No, he looks great.
No, he's an awful
you have
elf.
No taste.
That's probably I'm fine with not having taste in men. I'm
elves
just saying
he goes from
cool
looking
look.
Like the thunder god
that
to
said,
like he looks like Roy Batty, and he comes out wearing like leather armbands and shit now.
That's
those
just,
are his fighting.
What I was
outfit.
Going to say is I'm not in love with the long hair look, but the short hair look does not improve things. Like, I love James Remar. I'm gonna stick this bat up your ass and turn you into a popsicle guy. Like, that's a great line, and I will always love him for that. It's from The Warriors. Mm-hmm. It's a line he
oh
says.
My God.
Warriors come out to play.
Bling, bling.
But no, he still doesn't look like cool in his new look. And to be fair, he's also not going to do much fighting in this movie, so I don't really need
I
him
like
to look cool.
I like his casting beggar this time.
Yeah, because he can speak English.
Ha, 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 ha.
Ha, 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 ha. Oh, hi, Liu Kang.
Oh, hi, Mark.
I did not do it. I did not send them to Outworld.
Like, everything about Raiden in this movie annoys me. The changes to his character.
It was
sure.
the same
not,
for
not,
the first one for me.
Not, well, not like changes in actor, right? Because that's whatever. Yeah. Like, this actor's fine. But changes in character design, lame. The way he uses his powers.
Lame.
Lame, because... Yeah.
He did the cool tackle at the beginning to fight
he
Shao
did.
Kahn.
It looked terrible,
he
but
does
he did
a Superman
it.
Tackle... And then he uses... I don't care about the tackles. I want to see the lightning. And the lightning that he uses is he struggles to open a portal for a minute, and sure. then he zaps the bricks on some stairs to close the
stairs. But
what
about the lightning from
them.
The first one?
Yeah, in the beginning of the movie, he does a little bit of lightning. It's not good, but he does it.
And in the first one, he, like, crackled his eyes as an intimidation tactic.
That fingies. Was actually better because it was a less is more thing. I didn't have to be disappointed by how bad the special effects were.
I agree. I don't like the story elements where he's like, I'm going to sacrifice myself for no reason.
For no reason.
Oh.
Raisin.
Yes, and then it's going to, like, okay, and we're here at Outworld now. Guess I'll just lay down, get comfy, and die real quick.
Yeah, basically.
Get hit once, and then...
The story in this entire movie is complete silly nonsense.
Yes.
Like,
it's better than the first story.
No, it's not.
No.
Yeah, no.
It's coherent.
It's not coherent.
It's so much more coherent than them just, like, jumping... However many days into the future, because, like, I've taught you everything you need to know, my students.
Except it's like,
goodbye,
hey,
Art Ling.
Hey, Liu Kang, let me teach you this new thing. Oh, I didn't actually teach you anything at all, but this Asian lady's going to lead you away. All right, I guess you will
That's
know the power
the Native
later.
Native American scenes always work. They give you a vision, and you learn it yourself.
And then, like, by the end of the movie, they're just like, oh, yeah, I guess we're going to have rules again, because we didn't. Fight scene, I guess. Here you go. Mortal Kombat!
I think my issue is that for this movie, it feels like there's more potential, but still less payoff than there was in the first movie.
I agree with that.
I like Shao Kahn just as a villain more than Shang Tsung.
I'm backwards.
Not this portrayal of him. Like the actor who did, like, Shang Tsung in the last movie. The actor was obviously, he's a legend. Like, there's a reason that he's
way better.
But just like from a. Like, I like cool, like, wears a skull and uses a hammer, like, demonic overlord from another dimension over, like, tricky sorcerer.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, I like the, like, big bad guy as opposed to the main villain of our movie is the henchman for the other big bad guy.
It's like
the feeling of when we're watching Justice League, right? It's like Steppenwolf when you know that
Darkseid is
the real bad guy and you're just like... It's a lot harder to get invested in this because I know you're not actually the big bad that this movie is trying to tell me.
That's fair, but I was like aching for Shang Tsung back from the first movie.
Because it's a better portrayal. So it's a better actor. He's a better martial artist. Like,
also because of that weird scene in the first movie where they had Shao Kahn get his ass kicked for no reason. You know, really made him a lot lamer when he showed up finally.
A lot lamer, yeah. This movie... Also, his henchmen... Shao Kahn's henchmen in this movie are cooler henchmen to me.
Yeah.
You mean the generals?
You know.
Yeah. You remember that reptile?
Goro's cooler. Goro's cooler for me than any of these guys.
That's one guy.
Yeah, and Shiva's lame. Shiva's super lame.
I'm thinking of Shiva in a Goro
only
capacity.
Shiva's only lame because all she does is hiss.
Yeah, like, underutilized.
Her and Goro are the same thing.
Okay, no, we've got Shiva. She's lame because she gets squished for no reason.
That's what I'm saying is the delivery in this movie is worse than the last one.
But she looked better than
Goro. Just another ninja that doesn't do anything cool specifically to himself.
Sure, that one's fine.
I'm going to give you the
Hamtaro.
Minotaur dude. Hamtaro's pretty cool.
Yep. Yeah.
But the last one is Sindel, and Sindel's just like, okay, she screams some, and Katana,
I like her
scream. And Katana
you forgot
is terrible.
Rain? I think that's important since he died so quick.
Rain, I forgot Rain because Shao Kahn murdered him halfway through the movie. The same way he did Jade for no fucking reason.
Did he
Jade
do something
great.
Other
I
than
don't
did,
hear
what
it.
Did he do that made him fail? Where was he?
He was just pissed because he had just gotten yelled at by his dad being like, you didn't make him beg talking about Raiden. And
yeah,
he
so
was
he just
like,
kills him.
Oh, I'm so like, no, I let Raiden live. And he's like, you're a fucking wuss. And then he goes to his generals and repeats the same thing. It's like your boss yells at you and then you yell at your underling and then your underling yells at somebody else and eventually, you know, kills him.
No, he kills Rain.
That's what she's saying. She's saying shit rolls downhill and Rain got the shit.
But Rain didn't then go yell at the other generals.
He didn't get the chance.
He's dead.
That's what I'm saying. What's she talking about rolling downhill?
She's saying that Shao Kahn
rolled onto him.
Shao Kahn's dad yelled at him, so Shao Kahn went and killed Rain.
See, Shao Kahn's dad never felt like, and like, I'm sure the movie told us that he was like a higher level than Shao Kahn. It never felt like.
It didn't really tell us that either.
Well, I mean,
it only told us that because his son was scared of him.
Yeah, exactly.
And supposedly he was like an elder god and stuff.
I literally can't think of what his face looks like. Like, I can't think of what that old man's face
looks
like.
He's just an old guy.
A generic
old
man.
They need to give him a big
like, generic old white dude.
They needed to do, like, some kind of, like, I'm going to raise my hands and blow y'all up because I'm the wind god or some shit.
It also would have been nice to know he was the Wind God in some way before they just make Raiden the Wind God, because right. apparently that last guy was the old Wind God.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
At what point did we see him be a
no,
Wind God?
You know, by like
when he was talking
backwards.
To his son.
You know, back because like the two that show up are the water and the fire. There's only three.
No, there's four at least elements, depending on what no, system you're
there's
using.
When they were talking to gods in this movie.
Why doesn't Earth count? Why isn't Earth getting some play here?
Because it's getting its ass kicked. So there,
Jack's beat it up.
Yeah.
That's right. I think Sindel could have been really cool if they don't like.
Oh, sure.
I like the idea of the Banshee. I like. Yeah. I like that
Undead Mom is a cool idea. Yeah,
it is.
Heartbroken because Sindel's one of my faves. So is Jade.
Yeah.
Like when you see her in the games, when you see a lot of these in the games, they're way better. But and that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about execution in this movie. I'm talking about the pieces that they had on their board. They could have done so much more with in this movie than the ones they had available in the last movie. And they flopped it.
Although I was super convinced that Sindel was like an undead crazy lady.
I mean, she is an undead crazy lady.
No, I know. The actress did a good job making me feel like she was an undead crazy lady. She had the crazy eyes.
She did have the crazy eyes down.
Creepy ass, like, I'm kind of learning how to talk again thing.
Although when she comes back at the end of the movie, like when she's alive again, and she just looks like a normal, ordinary yoga mom, I'm a little weirded out by that. That did not work for me.
Point?
Quite nice.
What was the point of the fake legend, other than just to, like, fuck with the heroes?
Wait, what was the legend?
The legend was that if you reunite Kitana with Sindel and their love breaks the
her
curse,
soul would be
the
brought
portals
back to her
will
body.
Close.
That is a weirdly specific legend, and, like, a legend requires you to, like, create folklore about it, to tell to people
well,
about
when
it
you're immortal, you can set up really good practical
when
jokes.
When you're the lightning god, or when you're like, the mystical ninja assassin coming to train Liu Kang, you can just be like, hey, here's a legend you've never heard about. But it's the legend.
No, man, so it's because Sub-Zero said it. Like
Sub-Zero said it?
Yeah, he goes, it's the legend.
I'm all out of sorts. This movie's a mess. I thought Jade said it.
I think every one of them said it, but Sub-Zero was first. Yeah.
Okay.
But also, like, does that mean that if, like, fucking Raiden takes a weird shit one day, he can just like, oh, let me tell you the legend of the weird shit I took one time.
Yes, because he's Thunder immortal. God. And Sonya Blade is an army brat. Like, sorry, if the Thunder God comes to you and is like, hey, you know how I just teleported here and I'm currently shocking all of our surroundings? Well, legend says that if you smear that shit on the bottom of your shoes, you can walk up walls and you're not going to be the one guy who does. Well, okay, but apparently legend is like,
that's
hey,
all that it takes
when eventually Shao Kahn comes to conquer the Earth by cheating, if you reunite Sindel her daughter, then things will be good.
That's
not a legend either.
That's a prophecy.
A prophecy is a legend.
No,
is
that, those are two different things.
Go
I feel
on.
Like a prophecy
is a thing
like,
that you're going to say, like, this in the future, X will happen. Like, when the
future telling.
When the two birdies land on the butt, then you will know that the time has come for Gandalf to arise again. Like, that's
and
a prophecy.
A legend is
like, a long time ago, a guy pulled a sword out of a stone and became a king.
Okay, something that happened rather than something that's going to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So him being like, oh, we got to reunite Kitana and Sindel is not a legend.
It's a prophecy.
All right, fine. You know what? You're right. It probably got lost in translation. They meant prophecy, Rick.
You want to see another really quick way to watch Josh get pissed?
Sure.
Hey, why did Sonya not tell Jax any of
the
shit?
Why didn't Sonya tell Jax what was going on?
Because she's
have
a
whole
bitch.
Conversation. Why is she a bitch?
It's her character arc.
I mean, that is entirely
Sonya's
character
arc. She's just there's no development.
Pissed.
She's just, I'm a bitch now, and then I'm fighting.
Her boyfriend
and
died.
Now I'm not a bitch.
Yeah, no, at the end of the movie, she's not a bitch. Yeah, that's the arc.
She's not getting the Johnny D anymore. It's upsetting.
She wasn't getting that beforehand.
We don't know that.
She totally was.
There's an inexplicable amount of time passed between.
Yeah, that like walk towards the temple thing that they were
Are you saying that she's a bitch to Jax and not explain? Okay, because for our listeners who haven't seen the shitstorm of a movie.
I like that we're getting you angrier and angrier the longer the podcast
she
goes.
She was right. I am mad. Sonya Blade, Raiden's like, we're going to need some fighters. You got to go get Jax. And Sonya Blade's like, I'm not going to have any more people die on my account. And Raiden's like, shut up. Go get Jax. And so then she does. So she goes to get Jax, and they fight Cyrax or whoever, yeah. and then they decide not to take the instant transmission marble tube to get back home. They instead decide to walk across the desert together.
Well, they don't know how to get there. Like, it's got different directions, and they got to lean in certain
whatever.
ways.
He told her how to get back.
I'm assuming.
He? No, he didn't.
No, he did.
He said, get to the Temple of the Gods. I'll meet you there. And then he was gone.
No, when they came out of the tunnel, he said, take it back the way I told you. Lean the way out, like specifically.
But they didn't take those back.
So he
said, take that back. It's not his fault that they didn't take it back.
Okay, so they're being dumb and walking through the desert instead of taking the instant transmission marble tubes.
Yes.
And on this,
well, like hour long marble tubes.
And on this week long trek through the desert,
I think you're killing
Jax
him.
Is like, hey, Sonya, you know I'd do anything for you. You're my homie, and you
I
know,
totally want to bang you.
In fairness, he's not saying it like that. He's saying, this is all the shit I did for you, and you're making me.
He's saying,
desert.
Like, I do whatever for you. You got to fill me in. What's going on? No. She goes, there's no time. What do you mean there's no time? You're walking through the desert. And that's a kind of what Jack says. He's like, what do you mean? Fill me in. What's going on? And she's like, you'll have to guess. And she storms off. What is wrong with her?
She told you. Nobody told her why Johnny had to die. She don't know nobody.
That doesn't
no explanation.
Mean shit.
She can
what
say anything about
nobody
what's going on.
He doesn't even know who Johnny is.
Yeah.
He said, who's Johnny?
Well, everyone knows who Johnny is.
No, you have that scene just so
they
can
throw. You gotta
say
Johnny Cage. I can't just say Johnny and assume you know I mean Johnny Cash. Yeah.
Oh. Why do they have this scene?
Just to throw Melina in there. And she is a disappointment.
Yeah, she is just.
She's there for a mud wrestle because
she
like,
is there
hey,
for the mud wrestle.
We got Sonya Blade without a bra on through this whole movie. What's a way we could
that
get
was
her...
holding her back the last movie.
Her bra was holding her back.
Yeah, making her stiff.
You gotta unleash. Mm. You know, free the nip.
Free the nip.
You don't have enough badges to train me.
So they get Melina in there just long enough for the two of them to mud wrestle, and then what happens to Melina?
She dies.
Sonya kills her.
Yeah, she killed her.
Did she die?
Yeah, she killed her.
She died because the temporary tattoo disappeared.
That's right.
Yeah, Sonya like grabbed her by the head
but
and
the
snapped
thing
her
is,
neck.
Melina yes.
like she
has
did.
The most kills in this movie, I
she
think.
She does, because they got to give her some She's kind of shit, because they give her nobody to fight. Like, they give her these, like, fucking leftovers. She calls them leftovers. She calls it out herself. She's like, leftovers are fine with me. I'll just
Because she consistently
this bitch.
Gets her ass captured and beaten.
But the thing is, she kills the most people.
That she's just an opportunist. That doesn't mean she's a good fighter. She's a rogue at
she's,
best.
She's a decent fighter in this one. Her
she
martial
is.
Arts
she's
is
way better
fine.
In this
she
one.
Does way better than in the last movie, except when it comes time for her two damsel in distress. And then it's just, oopsie doopsie, you kind of whipped your whip around my ankles.
Yeah.
Here I go again.
Well, that's her only weapon is her net snapping ankles. If you take those away from her, she's like Samson.
You know who gets a raw end of the deal in this movie is Liu Kang. Liu Kang basically gets every fight stolen from him until the final fight, which is pretty lame.
Yeah. So he has to what? Go visit Nightwolf to learn how to become a dragon, learn how to do his animality.
Which consists entirely of, he shows up, Nightwolf attacks him as a wolf, and then is like, hey, Liu Kang,
pretty
what
sweet
do you
huh?
do here?
What do you think about my animality?
You guys like the wolf
said,
transformation?
He actually said, pretty sweet, huh? Yeah,
like, yeah. When I think of like the wise
pretty
Native
cool.
American character,
cool.
this is the like polar opposite of like a high school kid.
And then after that, that entire thing, the entire conversation is basically, hey, Liu Kang, you're here, and that was my animality. I'll show you how this goes.
Also, you
all
suck.
He does,
you're not good enough
yeah,
to fight yet.
All you do is suck. That's why you lost Katana. Yeah. Then he punches him in the head with the superpowers, and then I guess Liu Kang just knows animality.
He throws a tomahawk
yeah,
at him.
He throws
a magic tomahawk, hits him in the head, knocks Liu Kang out, and now Liu Kang knows animalities.
In fairness, he asked Liu Kang, do you want to do this the quick way or the slow way? And he said, we don't have time
There's
for the
no
slow
time.
Way, so he just knocked him the fuck out.
Yeah, knocked him the fuck out and left him there. I don't know if he just hit him in the head and walked away,
no,
and this shit
there.
Was some shit he just did on his own.
He knocked
no, he
him unconscious, force-fed
him
peyote,
until he
and
hit
now
him in
he
the head and he left.
No, he was sitting there while he was like hallucinating.
That was him hallucinating. We don't know if he sat there.
He sat there.
Jade sat
there. If he
there.
Sat there, then why didn't he stop Jade from coming on all like,
Jade was
oh,
part of the
I've
test.
Got this cloak. Let me throw it off. Check out these ditties.
We're all cold, right?
Nightwolf was like, hey, Jade, go distract him.
Why?
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 It
why?
Was test number two, motherfuckers. Pay
Where's
attention.
Test number three?
He said, I'm waiting
What's
for test number three.
What was it?
Not
turning
in the
movie. Into an animal.
Jake
turning into the final test is, can you do the thing yet?
Yeah.
There you
and
go.
And then at the very end, he's it's time for animality. Oh, I'm pissed at you, Shao Kahn. You've been kicking ass for too long.
Shao
here I go.
Beat his ass before he turned into a dragon.
And now, it's time for my animality. Oh no, I'm a super fucking shredded ass dragon.
The American
that
dragon.
Looks terrible. Right. It doesn't look cool. It looks bad.
I'm sure you know who this character is. You know Asta from Black Clover?
Yeah.
You know him? You know him after the time skip?
Yeah, dwarf Asta.
Yeah, where he's like basically a tiny mini fridge where he's just like 3 feet wide and 3 feet tall.
Yeah, it's like All Might, but you just like skew him down real low.
Exactly. It's like you build up all the sliders in a create a character to make it as wide and muscular as possible, but also as short as possible.
You used up all of your like points, so you can't use any points to make him tall.
Exactly. That's what this dragon looks like, except terrible CGI. Yeah. And yet he's still doing karate moves. It's not like it's a dragon that's out there like breathing fire or clawing.
You know how we learn like martial arts and name them after tigers and dragons? Because they saw the tiger and dragon using the martial arts.
That's what it was. Dragon fist and tiger kick.
And Shao Kahn, at least, like, he turns into a hydra for his animality.
Sure. Right.
And he's fighting like he's got all his heads like snapping at him and trying biting him and stuff. And Liu Kang is still just like, shit,
he's never been a dragon before.
I don't know how to breathe fire. Like,
karate.
What's that about?
He's doing
I know
a
how to kick.
Sidekick. Whoa.
Yeah.
Like
dragon crane kick.
More like dragon get my ass kicked.
The effects for this scene are some of the worst effects I've ever seen in a professional movie. It is incredible how terrible this looks. It is just the most abysmal 90s ass, like the kind of thing you would expect from a cartoon on Nickelodeon in the 2000s with CGI.
Way better than Reptile did in the last one. Reptile.
I agree.
But here's
agree.
The thing. Reptile's on screen for like in his like weird like amorphous
form
colory as for like 2 seconds. This is a full 3 or 4 minute fight.
3 minutes. I'll give it 3 minutes.
Tell us how you really feel, Rick.
Fuck this movie. That's how I feel.
What'd you give the last one?
Hear? I have no idea. I think it was like a 2, maybe. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Percent.
This movie is an abomination. This movie annihilated this series. That's why there hasn't been
That's why it's called Annihilation.
Exactly, because they
I'm
were
finishing
done.
Finishing this series.
Finish it.
I kind of agree with you, Josh, that there is a lot of potential. Like, Mortal Kombat is not a movie series that requires a lot of great deep storytelling. You don't need to do like the Batman Begins of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
You need to have entertaining fights, some cool kills, and you're done. That's it. Like, I don't give a shit if you invest me in these characters at all as long as you're giving me the action entertainment. And this movie does not. There are some okay fight scenes in this, but they're mostly just really lame. And the fight choreography is not awful in terms of the people performing it, but it's just so uninspired.
The camera work was really bad too.
Yeah, it's all at all the weirdest angles possible. It's
and a part of it is that they don't know who these characters are because the choreography for these fights is two martial artists fighting each other, and then we're gonna have someone else CG in a couple of their moves from the game, and then it's back to just two martial artists fighting each other.
Yeah and it's
as
not like distinct martial arts. It's just like, hey, you know, like the like big wide kicks that you see in every martial arts fight? That's what we're doing.
It should flow better. Right. It should flow better. Like, Sub-Zero should be using ice kind of...
I'm gonna compare it to the Avengers.
Yeah.
In the Avengers, each person or each Avenger
has a
fights
role.
Very differently from the other ones, right? Tony Stark doesn't go and just like punch, and then it cuts to another shot and he like shoots a rocket and then he comes back and he punch, he's fighting as Iron Man the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hulk doesn't fight like Iron Man at all. He fights like the Hulk the whole time.
That's the case
for all of those characters.
I want it to be more like the Avatar cartoon where each one of them is fighting with their like element or whatever.
Exactly.
And it's distinct.
And they have a distinct martial art to it.
And in this one, all of the fighters seem the same until it like cuts to another shot where they're going to do
their
special
move.
Yeah.
And then it cuts back to them all just fighting the same.
Well, Jax is like boxing mostly.
Yeah, but that's because his only thing is that he has metal arms.
But then, no, when he wasn't using his metal arms, he was boxing.
He does have sick abs.
Like,
anyway, my favorite thing about this movie.
Jax.
Yeah, I guess Jax. He's
hell
fun.
Yeah.
Jax is cool. I think that the fact that he like loses his metal arms as his character arc is incredibly
that
stupid.
That always pissed me off.
But Jax is a character.
He learned to believe in himself.
He's got the most character to him. Yeah. Like he's the Johnny Cage of this movie in that he's got the funny lines. He's got the
Yeah, they did just swap him out.
Yeah. And he's got the weird romantic tension with Sonya, who's not into it
and
at all.
Jade.
Yeah. Anyway, but my least favorite thing about this
romantic
movie...
romantic tension is just him being like, hey, Tut's nice legs.
Well, he did that, and that then after Jade fucking supposedly killed Scream Lady, he like comes up and puts his arm around her like, this chick took care of it perfectly.
Yeah. My least favorite thing about this movie is... I want to say everything else, but the thing I think that brings it down the most is the CG. Like the special effects are just an utter failure in this movie. They don't work. They don't look good. They aren't interesting. They aren't even like to the point where it's so bad it's funny. It's just bad.
Whatever.
So overall, like, don't watch this movie. I'm gonna give this 1 out of 5 of Jax's Robo boners because. It's just not good. Don't do it. No, just save your money. Watch the new one when it comes out. I'm sure it will be better.
Well, I guess we did have to pay to rent it on Amazon, didn't we?
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah. I paid $3 for us to have this experience.
I bet we could watch on YouTube.
Probably.
Potato quality.
Oh, God. My favorite thing about this movie is really hard. Not because I like everything, but because everything is so difficult. No, I'm going to say Jade.
Okay. Why Jade?
She's your favorite
really?
Thing?
Well, number one, I like her in the games.
Okay.
It's hard for me to separate because she is one of my mains.
Okay.
But number two, I liked how they used her. Like, they have her come in and are like, hey, Lou, can I distract you with my boobs?
It's so cold, Lou.
And, you know, they have her kind of... you know, seduce
pretend to be
him
a good
away,
guy
pretend to be a good guy, and then
well, pretend to be a bad guy, then
to pretend to be a good
guy
and then pretend to, yeah. and then reveal
what
that she's really bad.
What was her plan?
I mean, in the games, she's Katana's best friend, and she does actually escape from when Shao Kahn takes over and kills Sindel and all of this. Well, Sindel kills herself, but whatever. Anyway, she does actually escape and try to help. So, like, that part was true, but they do kind of shade her as a villain.
It yeah, they just straight up turn her into a bad guy.
But, you know, they didn't really... Her thing that she was supposed to do was lead Liu Kang and the gang into an ambush.
Right.
Which she does, but doesn't do very well.
Right.
And that's why she gets eaten later.
It's so bad.
I wish that monster
came back. Like,
yeah,
so
why
comes
is
back
that
twice?
Thing?
Someone needs to fight that monster.
The freaking summon skull looking dude?
Yeah, the thing that looks like an evolved version. If, like, the lizard was a Pokemon in the first movie, this would be its evolved form.
Yeah.
But right. then he would lose his skin and just be bones and muscle.
His final form is just bones.
Okay.
So, yeah, Jade's going to be my favorite.
Least favorite?
Least favorite?
The CG goes without saying because everybody's going to say that.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
Instead, my least favorite will be Shao Kahn as...
He's
like,
terrible.
The actor is... trying his best.
I don't even
very
know
very hammy.
But it's just not working for me. Because Ham is fine.
Yeah.
Certain Ham is fine. Like, oh God, what am I thinking of? Legend of the Seeker. That villain is hammy as hell. But it works for him.
He owns it.
And this guy, Ham's running all over the place with him. It's just, it's not going well.
What is Legend of the Seeker?
It's a terrible movie.
It's like a series... sort of truth series is the books, but it's like a super like...
Oh, wait, I'm thinking of a different thing.
Now. It's like a super kind of like B-rated...
Yeah. It looks
like fantasy.
Stardust or one of those.
You get a lot of extra ab shots of guys like swinging big swords and stuff. It's
quite
nice, really.
I need you to stop objectifying men on this podcast, please.
I mean, they lay it out for them to be objectified in this movie.
Are they as sexy in Legend of the Seeker as Sub-Zero was in this movie? Since they really hotted him up in this one.
Infinitely more sexy in Legend of the Seeker.
How sexy are the abs? Are they at Jax level?
No. Because they do, okay, so Jax did the like, I'm going to like buff
now.
Out the abs instead of lean in
Chisel
the abs.
In it. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It depends on which abs you like. If you want the buffed out, you go for Jax. If you want the lean in, you go
like.
Do
Legend you want
Seeker.
The abs that look like a plate of sushi? Or do you want the abs that are a plate for you to eat sushi off of?
That is actually really good. Yes.
Washboard.
So you want to play the sushi abs?
Yeah. No, no, washboard.
I'll take the play of sushi abs.
Okay. The swimmer abs. The cutting
abs. I want those abs. I don't know if I want another person to have those abs.
You want Robin to have those abs.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah.
So your final rating.
How many abs?
How many abs would you give it?
I give it one ab.
And then just one, the rest of
just
it just all flabby.
One.
And
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right. That's right.
Just worked out the left one right there, left top one, because it's just not a great thing.
Brian, what about you?
My favorite part was when Agumon said, "I'm Greymon now."
Oh my God.
And then Nova Breath, the Paramon. I like the implication that their weird transportation system that lets them go all the way around the world and it takes hours, but you have to be like within breathing range of the other person, like strapped up to it.
Yeah.
But we didn't get to see that with like Raiden and
Sonya. Yeah.
Sonya just like, so, sorry about Johnny.
Did I brush my teeth? I'm sorry. I forgot to brush my teeth this morning.
We're strapped
none of them
into this thing.
Particularly great.
I want to know what the deal with the ball thing is. I feel like it's got to be inspired by something. They just weren't like, look at this weird thing we made. Use it for the movie.
It's inspired by the rolling boulder scene from Indiana Jones is what it's inspired
that
by.
Might
but
be
you
it.
Want to be the boulder.
Exactly.
Be the boulder.
And you want to get a boner in the boulder.
And yeah.
Bone the boulder.
I think this did a lot better of not having the weird, awkward pauses that the first movie did. Like,
okay, yeah,
like
it did
when
flow more.
Johnny and Scorpion were just in that apple
that
orchard for some
orchard,
reason.
Yeah.
Like, we're gonna
yeah.
fight now in this apple orchard.
Agreed.
So I think it's a little bit better for me than the first.
Interesting.
One.
Okay.
It gives me more of what I want from this movie than the last one did. So yeah. okay. 2.5 out of 5. Not cybernetic arms.
You know, that's fair. And it's tough because I normally rate movies just on how much I enjoy them. And that can include just like talking shit about the movie and having a good time, right?
Right.
It's how is the experience, not just
yeah.
How good of a movie is it?
Yeah.
Because this movie's really bad. We've covered that fairly well. My least favorite part of the movie... You know, we didn't talk, it's not my least favorite, but we didn't talk about Baccara being in this movie.
Baraka.
And his other boys.
His blade arms.
Baraka Obama is in this movie.
Yeah.
You mean his Halloween mask?
That's what it is. It's a rubber mask, and he's got his curved blades, and it. I don't know. My least favorite part of the movie is Sonya not explaining to Jax what's
yeah.
going on. There is no, even Sonya being like sad about Johnny dying.
Mm-hmm.
There's no logical connection between that and her not telling.
She's
Jax
possibly
what's going
killing
on.
Him by
Sarah,
withholding that information.
I'm gonna need you to get on a road trip with Josh and start a fight at the beginning of it and just refuse to explain it because you don't have time.
It's infuriating.
I'm gonna do that on the way back from the honeymoon.
There you go.
I want the honeymoon to go well, but on the way
oh
back, we can
gosh.
Just fuck it all up. It's fine.
I mean, obviously the worst part is the CG, but we've covered that.
Sure.
So my least favorite part is Sonya just not
being
unreasonably
bitchy.
Not making sense.
Yeah.
Man, I wish that it was more fun to make fun of.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it gets close to that, but.
I think we had more fun making fun of this one than the first one.
We did, but we also had more fun like making jokes with Robin about stuff that was going on that wasn't the movie.
Right.
And like pausing the movie to watch a funny YouTube video and stuff.
Too funny YouTube.
Than actually watching the movie and making jokes at its expense.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so it's just, it's not, I don't know, it's just not that good.
That's
I guess.
Megacritic gave it a 73% user review.
Man.
The Rotten Tomatoes user reviews for this were 25%, which I consider a little more... It's
reasonable.
Closer to
yeah.
reasonable, yeah.
That's
there's
the
no,
audience
it's,
score?
That's the audience
Man,
score.
When the audience score on Rotten Tomatoes is that low, you know it's a stinker.
You know it's bad.
Yeah, but it's not 2%.
I don't know that I've got a favorite part of this movie.
Oh, no. I had to think of one.
I guess...
I mean, I've said, like, I don't have a favorite part
they
before. You
do,
are allowed
you
to
know,
do that.
You know, they do give a fair amount of equal opportunity eye candy in the movie.
That's
true. Yeah.
Well, okay, I won't say equal opportunity. It's heavily skewed towards, like, look at the mud wrestling ladies as opposed to Jax's abs.
You've got Robin Cho's fluffy hair.
It's true.
Sarah?
It wasn't as fluffy.
It wasn't as fluffy. They didn't blow him out.
There was no time for him to go to the hairdresser.
That's right.
Exactly.
Sonya couldn't explain. He couldn't get his hair blown out.
So I guess my favorite part is the eye candy, and that seems like a really bad thing for me to pick. But
Jack,
you
did talk about Jack's
dad a lot. Equal opportunity.
Yes, the equal opportunity.
There you go.
Candy. There,
there
you go.
There you go. Yeah. He had Hamtaro's abs out there too. Yeah.
That's true. That's true. Hamtaro was more cut than Shao Kahn.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's a horse. He's pure muscle.
His horse part wasn't what was Jack's.
Well, he's not.
His human part was what was shredded.
Wing horses.
I'm not looking at his flanks and being like, "Damn, I gotta find out what workout regimen he's on."
I mean,
wing horses
said,
are part human.
Honey,
they know which parts to focus on.
Yeah, you said you didn't even need a bucket.
Get the fuck out of here. I don't know. It's not 2% bad, but it's still pretty bad. And it's getting 1.5 quadruple crosses out of 5.
Quadruple crosses?
Like Jade.
Like Jade. She's not a double crosser, not a triple crosser.
Yeah,
What were you thinking?
Like, I don't know. I was like, what is he
like? It's
mean
just Calvary with an extra cross.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, wait a minute.
Happy
and then I
Easter,
realized
everyone.
You know where else you can find Easter?
What?
On our podcast.
We didn't do anything for it.
We didn't do anything for it.
We ain't even watching Easter movies.
It's just like Easter most of the time.
And on the third act, Raiden raised from the dead.
Oh, jeez.
With a new haircut. Better than the last two.
You can find more of our websites.
Oh,
Lord, we're just a hot mess this episode.
Not me.
Just like this movie.
You can find more of our hot messes on our website, opinionatedpodcast.com. Additionally, we're on social media at OpinionCast on Twitter and Opinionated Podcast on Facebook. Feel free to reach out to us at our email address, opinionatedmoviereviews@gmail.com. We always love hearing from you guys, whether it's your thoughts on our episodes or suggestions for what we should watch in the future. If you get a chance, please leave us a rating on iTunes and follow us on Spotify. Between that and you sharing us with your friends is the best way we have of getting out to new listeners. We always appreciate you guys listening. And until next time,
we're opinionated.
Thanks for listening.